back on the School Resource Network, and I do have a special guest today. I brought in Mr. Barker, the athletic director for the Aleutians East Borough School District. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Lindsay. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate the opportunity to come on with you today.
Oh, I am so excited, not only because I am a huge fan of sports, but also because you're going to teach me a lot, as this is my first year as a school counselor in the district. And I just feel like it's really important to recognize student activities within the school, because being a student athlete, a student musician, a student artist is a lot of time commitment outside of school and deserves recognition. And not only that, maybe throughout our conversation this will come up, but there's so many opportunities that you can use that talent after high school to further your education. And I just want to like highlight that maybe as we go. So I think we are going to just kind of go over the sports that have happened throughout the year, because it kind of came to a screeching halt here with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And I think you and I both feel like the athletes deserve recognition. And so I thought we'd start it off by going all the way back into the fall, right? Is your cross-country season in the fall?
Yes, yes, ma'am. Our cross-country season starts in late August and culminates with a state meet at Bartlett High School in October, the 1st of October.
Awesome. So maybe you could remind us of how that season went for the district.
Sure. So we had a fantastic cross-country season in both King Cove and Sandpoint. Coach Etta Kazakin over in King Cove had an amazing cross-country team last year. She was actually named last year. She was cross-country coach of the year for small schools. It was a huge honor there for Coach Kazakin going into this season. And she had another very competitive team for both of her boys and girls teams in King Cove, and they performed extremely well at the regional meet. And she sent three female runners to the state meet at Bartlett High School. She sent Madeline Newman, a sophomore. She sent Kayla Calver, who's a junior, and she sent Elena Mack, a senior, to the state meet for her girls' team. And for her boys' team, she sent Braden Brandle, junior, senior Ilya Lind, and having those two runners qualify for the state meet was an honor for her. Over in Sandpoint, they had a very successful season as well, with some very young, talented runners. Coach Sarah Schaefer came into her second season coaching the Sandpoint team and saw a lot of improvement from the previous season, which is just a great thing to see, tons of progress and investment in the activity as far as a competitive level of competition and a unique opportunity for students to become proficient in another sport. And she culminated her season at the regional meet with a state qualifier, a freshman, Isaac Gunderson, who ran a fantastic race at the regional meet in King Cove and qualified for state. Our school district, part of our small schools conference here for cross country, it's a little unique. We send, as qualifying runners, we send the top three boys and top three girls finishers at the regional meet to the state meet in Anchorage between the two schools. So it's an intense competitive race, and that it certainly wasn't a disappointment this season over in King Cove.
That is excellent. It sounds like there are many talented athletes. And one of the things I like about cross country is it's one of those sports that has discipline in it, and it can transfer, the ability and discipline can transfer to all sports. And not only that, like just for general health and physical health and what it means to live an active lifestyle, cross country can teach that to anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cross country is a sport that I personally had a lot of investment in. I was a cross country runner in my high school days a long time ago, so it's a sport that I have a lot of personal investment in. And it is a very mentally taxing sport, as well as obviously an extremely physically taxing sport. So I know what those runners are going through as far as mental and psychological hurdles that they're going over as they run that 5K. And I always have the utmost respect for cross-country athletes. And, you know, with those six qualifying runners at their regional meet in King Cove this year, those six got a chance to represent the Aleutian Teesboro School District running in that state meet at Bartlett High School in Anchorage. And if I'm not mistaken, I think 5 out of 6 of those runners posted personal bests at that state meet and, you know, finished and competed extremely well in that race. And it is it's an experience in itself to be able to run that race at Bartlett High School. It's you're usually running with about 200 runners, and it can be a challenge in itself being exposed to that level of competition. Only running against usually, you know, one other school here in the school district.
That is amazing to finish a season with your personal best. Like, what an awesome accomplishment. Okay, so let's talk about another mentally taxing sport, wrestling.
Yeah, so wrestling in both sites had a sort of a renaissance this year. Last year, as my first year in the school district, taking on the role of the activities director, I came in with a situation where wrestling was kind of deteriorating. And it didn't have a lot of popularity amongst the student body, and it didn't present a lot of opportunities. So I made it as a goal for myself to try to increase that level of capacity at both sites and create a very competitive and healthy atmosphere for the student athletes that were participating in that activity. And we were able to send our wrestlers up to the second largest invitational wrestling meet in the state, which is hosted at Dillingham High School. And we were able to send our wrestling teams up there to compete prior to the regional meet, which was also hosted in Dillingham. And membership in that sport was up over 50% from the previous year, which was a great thing to see, to start to enhance that sport a lot more. And I know that in particular over here in Sandpoint, our wrestling coach Robert Gadotti was able to take advantage of some after-school programs that our school participates in and allows for elementary students to become part of a wrestling club. And he created a great opportunity for our younger student athletes that are prospective to get into high school sports, and was able to run a 6-week program for students from grades 2 through 6 to get exposed to wrestling. And he had just an amazing turnout and was able to put on a very large community event in conjunction with a similar program for volleyball, where he was able to highlight the talents of those young wrestlers. And the school district had a great ending to the wrestling season as well, sending eligible student athletes to the state meet in Anchorage. I know that Zachin and King Cove wrestled extremely well and won his conference title, the Sockeye Conference, in his weight class. I think he was 190 in his weight class and wrestled extremely well, as well as Ashton Gunderson here in Sandpoint wrestled extremely well and was able to go to the state meet after winning his conference title also, and was able to represent the school district at the state meet at the Alaska Airlines Center in December.
I have like a huge smile on my face right now because when you were talking about how you've built the program and helped it, and then the elementary program came about with support from community members. I forget the coach's name that built that elementary program you were talking about.
Yeah, my hat just went off so much to Coach Gadotti. He did a fantastic job with not only his varsity wrestling squad, not only just increasing the numbers and getting a lot of younger classmen, freshmen, and sophomores involved in the sport. I mean, he even had one dedicated eighth grader on his roster, although he couldn't wrestle because wrestling is an individual sport and eighth graders are only eligible in our school district to participate in school and team sports. But he was able to keep that eighth grader engaged throughout the entire season so that he can compete in going into his freshman year, which I hope to further increase the opportunities for the sport by sending to more competitive levels of events next season.
Oh, definitely. We have a similar program here in Delta Junction where I live, and I have three boys, and so I'm a hockey mom. But we put our two oldest in a similar program, an elementary wrestling program, I think ours was 2 or 3 week camp, because wrestling season overlaps with hockey season. And it was so important for my oldest to have that wrestling experience, and all of that mindset work that you have to have in wrestling and all that strength is really good transferring into hockey, because we talk a lot about, like, what happens when you're on a breakaway and it's just you and the goalie, much like it is with you and your competitor in wrestling. So, you know, I think in athletics, and maybe you can agree or disagree with me, but the idea that you focus solely on one sport is kind of a old belief now, and maybe later we can get into, you know, college sports and things like that, but college coaches really want that multi-sport athlete for the reasons, you know, we're discussing.
Yeah, and maybe we can have an opportunity to dive into this a little bit further, Lindsay, but, you know, there's just a mountain of research that describes exactly what you're discussing there as far as a well-rounded student athlete. You know, we kind of went through a phase not too long ago where the trend was going towards, you know, becoming an expert in one sport in high school as a youth athlete. But the pendulum is kind of switching back now to a more familiar culture than what I would have grown up with, as far as, you know, being exposed to a wealth of student activities and athletics. And then, you know, you just start to fine tune one of them, and coaches at higher levels do look for that in particular to become a more well-rounded, coordinated, healthy athlete. So you're spot on there.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about how might that transfer into some team sport things, like maybe volleyball, and maybe how well the two volleyball teams did in the district this year.
Yeah, so our volleyball programs in both King Cove and Sandpoint both had great seasons. The King Cove team was kind of coming off of a very, you know, a penultimate season in their volleyball season, having two very talented seniors on their roster, Elena Mack and Jolene Duarte, who just if I could just speak bluntly, I mean, they're two of the top competitors in volleyball in the Southwest region of Alaska. Volleyball in our school district is a challenging student activity because, as you know, we're a 1A school, which is categorized and classified as one of the small schools in the state. So it's for schools that are lower populations. But in volleyball, due to the low volume of 1A programs and 1A schools that have volleyball programs, we compete against 1A and 2A competition at regional meets, regional volleyball matches and whatnot. And if teams do go to state, they compete against 2A schools and 2A teams, which presents a challenge for our student athletes to overcome, just having that broader exposure to bigger programs and bigger schools. It just creates a higher level of competition for them, which isn't a bad thing, but it's definitely a challenge going up against some of those larger entities of competition. So the King Cove program enjoyed a lot of success this season by winning their third straight Sockeye Conference, Southwest Regional Conference title. And Jalea and Elena being named to the first team all-conference there. And they also went on to the state tournament and competed very well. I think they wound up placing third in the state between the 1A and 2A team that were present there. And over here in Sandpoint, you know, they had a much younger team here in Sandpoint, but were able to come together and learn a fundamentally sound version of the game towards the end of their season, which was great to see due to the fact that the Sandpoint volleyball team endured some struggles last season. So the fact that they were able to come together and create and kind of revitalize a program that had fizzled out over the last couple of years was inspiring to see. They had several eighth grade student athletes that were, you know, that stepped up huge during the course of the season. And if you remember me saying, Lindsay, you know, they're competing against 2A competition. You know, these are eighth graders now competing against that 2A competition. So the challenge is even more or greater magnified when they go up against some of those bigger schools that they have to compete against in that student activity. So we were really lucky in volleyball and really in all of our sports. You know, I mean, I'm just, as the activities director, I'm just really the support and facilitator for a lot of these events, but the real hard work is the coaches, you know. And I got a chance to speak about some of the coaches already, but really they do all the hard work. You know, they're there every day with these with our student athletes, you know, as an extension of the classroom, teaching them a craft, but also teaching them aspects of discipline and self-esteem and cooperation and collaboration that hopefully leads to some level of success. You know, that looks different for every program. So in volleyball, we had two very fantastic coaches with two very different programs, and Coach Gary Lamar and King Cove and Coach Caitlin Bourne here in Sandpoint both held their programs to high standards and were able to finish with very respectable seasons both.
Are you there? I lost you for a second.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. That might have been mine. Sorry about that. Yeah. Volleyball has my heart. I can tell you that for sure. I played it in high school, coached it, love the sport. And you mentioned a few things in there because I was curious, like, what type of mindset it takes to go up against 2A teams at regionals when maybe you're not playing them as often through the season, and now all of a sudden, you know, you're across the net and you want to believe that it's just another team, but at the same time, you know, larger schools can also be intimidating at times. But you mentioned, like, having the discipline, having the work ethic, knowing that you're trained by good coaches going in to the match, all of those things are what it takes to have a healthy growth mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. The idea of a growth mindset was instilled by both of the coaches there, and both King Cove and Sandpoint. They just did a fantastic job creating a positive team culture, which usually translates into success.
Yeah. Yep. And if it doesn't, then you definitely have lessons to learn and to grow from, which can also be a win depending on what perspective you look at it. So luckily in our case, it came out with a really successful season. So I hope that next year's success looks like the same, if not better. Do you know what the projection looks like going into next year?
So next year's seasons are looking very positive for both King Cove and Sandpoint. Like I said, King Cove is kind of at the top of a wave for a successive season with some really talented and dynamic seniors on that roster. But they will be extremely competitive again as a program in King Cove. I expect them to be very competitive when they get to their regional tournament next year at Bristol Bay High School, and quite possibly repeat with another title. They'll have some tough competition by way of Dillingham High School as well as Bristol Bay High School. And in Sandpoint, although they're going to be losing, both programs will be losing, you know, their coaches. Coach Caitlin Bourne is moving over to King Cove, so won't be in Sandpoint to take on her team again. And Coach Lamar is retiring from his coaching stint, and principal run over in King Cove. So both programs will have an adjustment period next year, but their talent will certainly be evident on the court to continue to find success.
Yeah, Excellent. Well, best of luck to an awesome season ahead, and keep training, even though it looks like things aren't happening. Athletes can still continue to do stuff on their own, and so best of luck to them. Okay, so let's talk some basketball. Is basketball one of your longer seasons out there?
Yeah, so basketball is our longest season. It starts in early December, and it doesn't wrap up until the middle of March with ASAA, March Madness, Anchorage for the state qualifying team. So it is a long season.
Yeah, so focus is definitely important, both in the classroom and on the court. Let's talk about how the boys did this season.
Yeah, so I love what you mentioned there, Lindsay, about high academics, high levels of academics, and you know, the greatest motivator for a school to have, you know, a student activity or athletic program is, you know, for it to translate as a positive into the classroom, which, you know, again, I'm just going to keep giving the kudos to our coaching staff, which was just phenomenal this year. We were so blessed. I'm so lucky to have such wonderful coaches working with our student athletes. I mean, in King Cove, the boys' coach was Coach Zachary Crawford, a new elementary teacher at King Cove Elementary School that was gracious enough to take on the King Cove T-Jacks team. And over in Sandpoint, Coach Kenneth Barber, who was in Accutan for several years before moving to Sandpoint, took on the coach's role for the Sandpoint Eagles boys' basketball team here in Sandpoint. And I'll start with the King Cove boys team and Coach Crawford. And Coach Crawford had a difficult roster to walk in on, I guess is a good way to describe it, after last year's extremely talented King Cove T-Jacks team that took the 1A state title in last March with a resounding win in their state tournament, and with three very talented and hardworking seniors on the basketball court able to capture that state title. So losing that core of three, you know, very, very capable basketball players was a difficult program for Coach Crawford to walk into. But, I mean, if anybody got a chance to watch the King Cove T-Jacks this year, I don't think that you would be disappointed. They were extremely hardworking. They were very, very disciplined, but my favorite part of that team was that they were extremely respectful, and they held themselves to a very high standard as far as responding to their coach and, you know, playing out his game plan and becoming invested in his culture that he was setting on the court. So they were extremely lucky to have that coach come in and help that young team develop and, you know, lead them on a pathway toward success later down the road. Which I have full confidence that they will be continuing to grow as a competitive team in their own right. As far as the Sandpoint team is concerned, they provided us here in Sandpoint and the school district with a very thrilling season from start to finish. And we're heavily invested in our basketball teams here as far as community is involved. And the Sandpoint boys basketball team had a very trying season. They faced a lot of adversity throughout the season, and Coach Barber did a great job adjusting and keeping their focus on the right aspects of the game and their goals that they had set forth in the beginning of the season in order to endure that long season and some of the difficulties that they did have and some of the adversity that they faced. And that Sandpoint boys team, that Sandpoint Eagles team, was able to culminate their season with a regional conference win in their conference, the Aleutian Chain Conference, which was up in Togiak School, up on Bristol Bay here in southwestern Alaska, and they wound up winning that tournament in pretty convincing fashion as an underdog seed, which was great to see for them. They took home that title, and it was the first boys 1A ACC title in nearly 20 years. So that was a huge accomplishment for Coach Barber and the Eagles here at Sandpoint.
Wow. Congratulations. That's amazing. That's a huge accomplishment. And like you said, to face the adversity that they did and to be able to still overcome that and then to face adversity at the end of the season. It's really nice that at least they were able to close out the season with the conference title, even though state ended up being canceled for them. Am I correct? Because they would have gone.
Yeah, yeah. So our conference, the Illusions Chain Conference, I tend to, you can call me biased if you want, but I tend to tell people that are listening that the Illusions Chain Conference is one of the most premier 1A conferences in the state. It always seems like there's a team from our conference, both on the boys and the girls side, somewhere in either the Final Four or the state championship game at that March Madness tournament. And although it's a real bummer that the state tournament was canceled, I think I can echo what everyone is feeling, because that Sandpoint boys team, although, I think if you look at their regular season record, it's not an overly amazing regular season record, but by the time they finished their season, they were really at the height of a wave. So it's unfortunate that we'll never know what that Sandpoint Eagles team could have accomplished at the state tournament. But they're fully satisfied and extremely, and they understand that they were a very competitive team and a very hardworking team. And they're humbled also, which is a mindset that Coach Barber really instilled in them, is a level of humility and modesty. And they're very, very happy with the way that their season ended, despite not being able to compete at a state tournament, really show off for the whole state to see what they had. But they did. They were able to end with some very positives on as far as a state level is concerned. Senior Jesse Starnes was named to the 1A All-State team on a coach's poll, so that was an extremely wonderful accomplishment for Jesse Starnes to still be able to be recognized on the state scale, especially as a senior.
Yeah, excellent job, Jesse. And it should make the entire boys team at both sides just hungry and eager for next season to maybe finish what they started. Get another shot.
Sandpoint team, they're not discouraged at the prospect of going into next season. They have an extremely talented young core of players, and although they're going to miss the leadership and the talent that seniors Jesse Starnes and senior Edmund Cumberledge brought to the team, they were invaluable in their role as seniors, and they're going to be extremely missed. But the Sandpoint boys basketball program has an extremely healthy future, and I think they're going to use this, as an opportunity to go into next season and really just take it as we're finishing. We're going after some unfinished business here. So my prospects and aspirations for that Eagles team are very high.
Excellent. We'll be looking forward to seeing how that goes next season. On the girls' side, how was their season like this year?
Yeah, so the girls were able to have, in both Kingfield and Sandpoint, they were able to have very, very impressive seasons, very hardworking seasons, thanks mainly due to the fact that they had extremely capable coaches in Coach Gary Lamar over in King Cove and Coach Sarah Schaefer over here in Sandpoint. Coach Schaefer over here in Sandpoint walked into her first coaching or her first basketball coaching season of her young coaching career, and started with a small team of Sandpoint Lady Eagles. And we're able to, with a young team, again, with a couple of eighth graders and also a very small team, I think they only had six girls on their roster, if you can believe that. Sometimes it was only five. And they were able to go out and compete with a lot of competitiveness. And if you ever got a chance to watch that Sandpoint Lady Eagles basketball team, you never would have thought that they were not leaving it all out there on the court. They worked absolutely tremendously hard. When they were playing, they wanted to win, and they had a great relationship with their coach. And throughout the season, you really saw those building blocks begin to kind of fall into place with Coach Schaefer and her team and the relationship and the bond that they were able to establish and were able to have a successful season despite, you know, not seeing that success as some people some people view it with, you know, big wins or, you know, long winning streaks, but a lot of intrinsic success. When you speak to those players and that coach, you hear that internal satisfaction, which means that Coach Schaefer did a great job establishing team goals that were realistic and attainable for her players. And if you ask them right now, they were not disappointed in their season. They'll tell you that they had a great season and they competed very well.
Awesome. Sounds like they're ready for next year as well to come back and finish what they started. Is the coach still staying, or is there going to be another coach at Sandpoint?
So over here in Sandpoint, I'm hoping that Coach Schaefer is willing and able to repeat as a second year coach. After conversations with her, she has every intention on coming back and coaching this squad again. So that's extremely optimistic because, as you probably know, Lindsay, it does start and end with the coaches, and that's something that I work really hard to invest in coaches that want to see long-term success so that they can build programs up. Because if there are not consistent coaches in those student activities and in those sports, there's only so much success that the actual program can have. So I'm very happy with Coach Schaefer, and I hope that she is willing to come on and take on that role again, coaching the Sandpoint Lady Eagles basketball team.
Yeah, that's a good point you make, because I'm putting myself as an athlete in that situation, and I think there's a confidence level in knowing that your coach is going to be consistent. And I can remember a personal experience through my high school time where I just felt totally defeated when my high school volleyball coach wasn't going to come back. And it's a mindset you have to recover from. So that consistency, I think, is really important, obviously not only for the whole team, but I think also the individual athlete. So it's really important to advocate as an activities director.
Right, yeah. And I guess before I talk about the King Cove girls program, I just want to make sure I get to mention, and I guess as I mentioned these individual names, Lindsay, I need to, just before I mention this one, I need to mention that the student athletes in this school district they're just so humble, and they just have this modesty about them. To them, it's all about the team, you know, and individual accolades kind of fall off of, you know, their backs, their shoulders. They want success for the team first and always, because they know that's what leads to, you know, a greater level of success. So I just wanted to mention that I'm really proud of the coaches for instilling that mindset, because it definitely doesn't come naturally. But I just wanted to mention that, with Jesse Starnes being named to the 1A All-State team, I'll be a coach's poll, that senior Lindsay Holmberg here in Sandpoint was named to third team All-State by the coaches poll here. So great job there from Lindsay.
Excellent. Yes, good job, Lindsay. Totally agree. Okay, so what's going on, or what happened over in King Cove this season with the girls basketball team?
Yeah, so the King Cove girls basketball team, the rookies enjoyed another, without being short at all. I mean, it was a simply dominating season. I mean, it's without a doubt stacked up with one of the great, if not King Cove basketball seasons, but perhaps even one of the great 1A teams that we've seen in general. This team was coached by Coach Gary Lamar, and had again, you know, such a dynamic team led by three very dynamic seniors that are just, you know, the epitome of competitiveness and hard work and, you know, everything that we want to see as a student athlete. And Sadie Newton and Jalea Duarte and Elena Mack, just, you know, constantly being student leaders out there and just setting themselves up as great role models for really every student in King Cove. I think they ended their season on a 55-game win streak that dates back to last season, when they won a state title in dominating fashion last year. They continued their winning streak into this year and finished 21-0 in the regular season, and then undefeated in their regional tournament, which actually took place over here in Sandpoint. So that was their fourth.
My mouth is open. Like, that is absolutely incredible. Yeah.
It really was. I mean, they have lightning in a bottle. Yeah, they had lightning in a bottle over there for the rookies. I think anybody would agree. It's a team of a century almost. You can describe it as and Coach Lamar, having a team like that that's just laced with talent is some people say, oh, you know, that's great. You know, he's got this amazing team. It's great for him, but. Sometimes coaching a team like that can be very challenging because there's a lot of strong personalities and sharing the ball, and everybody wants to get their points, and there's a lot of